The Scotty K Show on US 99.
All right, Josie. So my brother sent me this TikTok or reel or whatever it was. And this guy that basically lists off a bunch of things that should have been called other things. And they have really funny names. So I want to play this for you. But I want you to think, is there anything that like you or your kid like renamed? They called something pretty common by a totally different name. You're like, actually, that's kind of a better name for it. 312-946-4995. Let's listen to this first. I think these are spot on.
List of things that absolutely should have been named something else. Number one, jet skis. They absolutely should have been called motorcycles. Number two, necklaces. Don't call them necklaces. That's a neckeration. Number three, astronomers. Whose idea was it to call them astronomers and not scientists? Number four, your emotional baggage is now your briefcase. Number five, when you're pregnant and you're having contractions, you're not having contractions. You're having birthquakes. Number seven, watermelons are just fat cucumbers. Number eight, dentures. They're not dentures. They're substitutes.
Substitutes. I love those.
Oh, that's funny. Yes.
Those are awesome, right?
Yes. I'm sure my kids have said some pretty funny ones.
So that's where I think a lot of these come from, too. And there was a whole article that I saved a long time ago I forgot about, but it's all these things that kids have renamed things. And so it was tweets that came that were things like, my friend's 5-year-old saw a rhino and called it a battle unicorn. Which is awesome. My kid just called Fruit Loops Pride Cheerios. I was like, that's cool, too. That's funny, too. And then this one, I think every parent can relate. Their 2-year-old referred to their coat pockets as snack holes.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Right?
That's funny.
Mm-hmm. All right, Vicky, these are great. Another one is these kids just renaming things. They're so funny. A 4-year-old called Ice Cube's Water Bricks. I'm like, that's great. I love that one. Do you have a renamed item from a kid?
My nephew, when he was 3, named a bra booby holders.
Booby holders. Accurate. Well, what do they call it in, is it Goonies where they call it the over-the-shoulder boulder holder?
Yep, that's it.
Yeah, that's it. That's perfect. Awesome. Thank you so much. Dominique, what do you got for me here, Dominique?
So my daughter, when she was little, used to call over-easy eggs bubble eggs.
That's cute.
And now she's turned almost 9 and she still does.
Bubble eggs. That's adorable. Yeah, I like that. Okay. It's because it's like what kids see and they associate it with. And it's like, boom, bubble eggs. Love it.
Exactly.
It makes more sense, too. Awesome, Dominique.
It does.
Thank you for calling. All right, Linda, what do you got for me?
Umbrella, rainbrella.
Rainbrella. Yeah, that makes sense.
Rainbrella.
It's more accurate, right?
More accurate.
Another one that I saw here was that it says my 3-year-old decided escalators will be called robot stairs.
I like that.
Yeah, I like that one too. Awesome. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
And I think finally my favorite is that a 2-year-old son calls beards or facial hair face grass. Love that. You can always text him in to 312-946-4995. Gotta go mow my face grass.